be the center.
Hello and welcome to The Balanced Life. I'm Kim Kennedy, along with Susan Locke.
Hi, everyone.
And we are filling in for our esteemed host, Renee Gable. And without further ado, we would love to jump into it and introduce our guest today, Karen Matura. Karen, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Karen, would you share with our listeners a little bit about your background?
Sure. I'm currently a happily married wife. I have two boys named Chad and Ryan. I reside in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I have some pretty interesting hobbies. I like ballroom dancing and I like karate.
That's great.
Interesting, diverse.
Very. Believe it or not, I'm a second degree black belt.
Don't mess with Karen.
Yeah, you know, the kids started getting into it and I thought, why not me? I'm also an independent stylist with a women's fashion company called Ruby Ribbon. We specialize in comfortable shapewear.
That's good to know, Karen. And I'm guessing that many of our listeners have never heard of Ruby Ribbon. What is Ruby Ribbon?
Well, Ruby Ribbon is a unique company. We were founded in San Francisco by a woman named Anna Zornosa. I love to tell Anna's story because it tells so much about the company. Anna was a VP with Yahoo, and she needed a piece of shapewear for a wedding. So she went to a department store and tried on something and literally got trapped, arms overhead, inside the piece of shapewear in the fitting room, and had a call for a salesperson for some help. So a few years later, Anna decided to leave Yahoo and wanted to start her own business, and she kept coming back to this unusual experience, and she keeps calling it the incident. And so she decided to research shapewear, and most people don't realize it's a $11 billion a year industry. So she gathered around the people and found the technology, and she went to Silicon Valley and she raised $12 million to start our company.
Wow.
So she believes that shapewear should be comfortable, and that's the basis of Ruby Ribbon. So we have a whole collection of clothing that actually has shapewear built into it. And then we have the shapewear foundation pieces all by themselves.
Well, Karen, what makes Ruby Ribbon shapewear different? Because I've seen variations of what you're talking about. What have you seen from your personal experience? Because I know you use it, you love it. Mm-hmm. What would you say to that?
Well, have you ever heard of another shapewear company called Spanx?
Yes.
A lot of ladies have heard of that. Well, believe it or not, at Ruby Ribbon, we like to say, we hug you, we don't spank you. Shapewear has gotten a reputation for being very uncomfortable, actually to the point where it leaves welts sometimes. I once wore a piece of shapewear and halfway through a wedding reception went in the ladies' room and I had welts on my legs. So it shouldn't hurt. So what we have done is we've created something called Intimi Technology. This is the process, the manufacturing process with which our shapewear is constructed. It's constructed in an upward design, and so it knows where to hold in and where to let go. We've put in seaming. Most shapewear does not have that. The seaming is the other piece that lets the shapewear know where to hold in and where to let out. We've added a few other unusual techniques. We have what's called a silicone gripper edge all around the bottom, so your shapewear doesn't roll. It stays in place. So with that, we've got the gripper edge, we've got the seaming for comfort, and this Intimi technology, and that's what allows the shapewear to feel like it's hugging you rather than spanking you.
It's very interesting. How long have you been involved with this, Karen?
I found the company about 18 months ago, and Ruby Ribbon just celebrated their three-year anniversary in August of this year.
New then, relatively new.
Yes, very. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you say to the question, who can wear it? There might be some women who are thinking, this isn't for me, I don't need that. Do you think every woman should be wearing this?
Absolutely. My first thought when I was told, oh, our camis replace your bra, which is what we're known for, I thought, no way. Most women, they think there's nothing as supportive as a bra, when in fact, our camis come in different sizes, and we can support from a 32A up to a 46HH. That is my fullest figure client, and she goes braless. I do have a fellow stylist with a customer who's actually a 38M cup. Believe it or not. So, and that lady goes with Ruby Ribbon and she goes braless. So the fact to be able to not wear a bra that digs into your shoulders, that digs into your back, that causes discomfort is absolutely life-changing. So I have clients from their early 20s all the way into their 80s. So it's really meant for every woman.
That sounds too good to be true.
Trying is believing.
Indeed. Well, what are the benefits of the cami? What have you found? What are some reports that you're getting back from people?
Well, personally, I found that being bra free, number one, 18 months bra free, it's almost like a recovery. It makes life just completely different. But what it does is it provides smoothing, right? Which all of us want because, you know, we have those areas. We don't want to be lumpy. We want to be nice and smooth. It provides a nice shape, a good silhouette, and it gives you that lift. Something that's really interesting is I've got clients that before they put on the cami, we will actually pin on their blouse where the bottom of their bust line is. Then we'll have them put on a cami in their size and put their own top back on, and then we can pin again. And we've actually seen a lift difference of almost 3 inches. So it's really, really good for your overall health in general. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're here with Karen Matura of Ruby Ribbon, and she's talking to us about women's fashion and comfortable shapewear. And Karen, circling back to the title of this program, The Balanced Life, mm-hmm. how would you say that Ruby Ribbon has changed your life, helped you be a more balanced person?
Well, I can tell you that by being an independent stylist with Ruby Ribbon, I'm basically an entrepreneur. I get to run my business around my schedule, which is wonderful. I have 2 young boys. They are 9 and 12. I still want to be the one that puts them on the bus in the morning and is there when they get home, run them to those baseball games. So the great thing is that I run the business to suit my needs and my family, and that's what's most important to me.
It sounds like a stress reliever.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
How did you find out about Ruby Ribbon, Karen?
Well, I actually was an independent consultant with another company called 31, and a lot of people have heard of them. They're in the bags and accessories, and I was at a vendor event with a table selling my 31, and the girl next to me had a Ruby Ribbon display. Wow. So, you know, vendors, we always talk, and we're like, oh, that's a new company. I haven't heard of it. Tell me more. So I met this woman, Sheila. We started talking, and then she said to me, well, we have a cami that can replace your bra. And I said, absolutely not. And she said, trust me, just try it. And to be able to put on something and see such a difference in my appearance and to feel that level of comfort, I joined the company 2 days later.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's quite a testimony for the company and the product.
Selling has changed a lot, Karen, over the years. Susan, I'm sure you remember back to the day when you used to host Pampered Chef parties and Tupperware and all that. Now, Karen, there's so many ways to host a party. Mm-hmm. I just participated in something through Facebook, a party I was invited to. Does Ruby Ribbon do that as well, online parties?
Absolutely. We offer a variety of ways for women to get the Ruby Ribbon experience. We're not sold in any stores, so you can only purchase through an independent stylist. But what I love about it is that I can become a personal shopper and meet my customers' needs. I can do one-on-one appointments. We call them personal styling appointments, where I literally come to my client's home, I bring my inventory, and then she gets to play dress up, which is fabulous. We do the traditional home party. We call them a trunk show, where you have your girlfriends come over. Again, I come with all of my inventory, and that's a lot of fun. Mm. I mean, how often do you really get to go dress shopping or clothes shopping with your girlfriends? Not often. So that's another great experience. And then we have the online party. But what's nice is I make myself available to all of the clients. So if I'm not able to meet them one-on-one, we can have a phone conversation. I can ask them all the appropriate questions with regards to sizing and then point them in the right direction of what would be the best fit for them. But what's really wonderful about Ruby Ribbon is our return policy. So if you purchase from us, as long as you do not launder the clothing, you can return it within 30 days for a full refund, or return it within 60 days and get an exchange for another product. And we actually put that return exchange form right on the backside of your packing slip, so it arrives with your clothing, so that you feel confident in the that we're willing to stand behind what we sell.
Well, that's a policy from years ago. You don't find that anymore, but it also engenders confidence in your product.
Absolutely. And that's so funny that you mentioned that, because that's one of our favorite words at Ruby Ribbon. We believe that every woman is beautiful inside and out, and our goal is to help you celebrate your confidence. And celebrating confidence is the theme of our current lookbook catalog.
Hey, Karen, here's a little bit of unasked for advice. As you were talking, I found myself thinking that you should have a party for the total makeover woman. Maybe you know a Mary Kay or somebody else who does that. So you do the shapewear, you do a facial, mm-hmm. and help a woman feel really good about herself. Women are very overworked, have very long schedules and days, and you know, they just need to be that special and just be rejuvenated in ways like that. I think I know I do.
Absolutely. In fact, I am partnering next month in October. I had a Mary Kay director reach out to me, who's doing something special for all of the women on her team. And it's a stress reliever night just to pamper themselves. So they're going to be getting makeovers. I'm going to come with the Ruby Ribbon to show them how they can dress easily and look better. And I believe they're going to have mani-pedis, the whole, yeah, look at that.
I'm there.
Yeah, it sounds good, doesn't it?
Well, if somebody wants to find out about more about this, or maybe there is a Mary Kay rep listening, or somebody who does makeup, you know, and does parties, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, there's a couple of ways. Nowadays, we all live by our cell phones, and yes, I think texting is the way to go. So if anybody would like to reach out to me personally, you can text me at 610-804-2494. I can also be reached at email. It would be Karen Mitura, that's M-I-T-U-R-A, at Comcast.net. And if you would like to look at my website, we have our catalog all available online. My website would be www.rubyribbon.com/Karen Mitura.
Okay.
Karen, how can Ruby Ribbon affect a woman's health?
One of the things that has been brought about lately, I've seen a lot about it and I've read quite a bit, is we know that breast cancer is really climbing. And there are studies that are indicating that a contributing factor is wearing an underwire bra. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is that the wire is pressing against the lymph nodes under the arms, and that can be impeding blood flow, bodily fluid flow in through that area, which could be a cause for the breast cancer. So anybody that you know that is either currently a breast cancer patient that's undergoing radiation and chemo, or a breast cancer survivor, they're always told not to wear underwire anymore. Not only because it can be painful on the areas that have been treated, but it's just not good for them. So the cami is a wonderful alternative to that, because it allows them the comfort, but it provides the support that they need. So number one is getting rid of the underwire. Number two is the back support. The way that our camis are constructed, as I mentioned earlier, with this Intimi technology, it provides amazing back support so that you actually find yourself sitting taller, standing taller, and it's good for your general posture, because as we age, we tend to slump over a little bit more, we relax, and it actually makes your clothes fit better too. So it's all over in general, just really excellent for your health.
Sounds like it could leave you feeling more energized at the end of the day.
Absolutely. I can put on my cami first thing in the morning when I get showered, 7 o'clock, and I can wear my cami until I go to bed, generally around 11 p.m. at night. Have you girls ever thought when you get home, the first thing you do is get rid of the bra, right? I've had ladies go, well, it comes right out my shirt sleeve, Karen. I don't even care. And I once had a lady tell me, oh, I do it in the car. So the idea that you feel that good, and you're right, it does give you more energy, because it just in general makes you feel good. And when you feel good, you want to do more things.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just for aesthetics, but for health purposes as well, that this can be a benefit to you.
Definitely. Anybody that just has in general, bad back. They're finding that they've added some weight, and that's not good for your health either. I found that too, you know. And you really, you put that on, and it kind of readjusts your whole posture and how you hold your body, and that in general will make you feel good.
That's great. Can you talk a little bit more about the material itself, the materials that are in the product?
Yeah. Ruby Ribbon uses a combination of spandex and lycra. And it's a proprietary blend, so to speak. And this Intimi technology that we use, it's the way in which we manufacture the cami. The cami is actually constructed, manufactured in an upward design. And what that does is it allows the cami to hold in and let out. And the fabric is wick away. And that's another important feature to mention, mm-hmm. because a lot of people go, well, is it going to make me hotter? You know, we don't want that. Irony is the two states where Ruby Ribbon is the biggest right now would be Texas and California.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if it's 100 degrees, ladies, you're going to be hot regardless. But the cami is not going to add to that. And the other important thing about the feature that I want to mention compared to other shapewear, most shapewear has no seams, and it's what we call universal compression. It sucks everything in with the same tenacity and strength. So what doesn't fit pops out like a piece of sausage out the top or out the bottom. But with the seaming, we call that variable compression. And that's what allows the cami to be so comfortable. And that's in all of our shapewear. Besides the cami, we have slips, we have boy shorts, we have briefs, high-waisted thigh slimmers. We have a little bit of everything to fit each physique.
It's very interesting. I'm looking at your catalogs here. The clothes are beautiful. Not only the shapewear, but the other clothing that you carry.
Right. So the whole idea with our collection is that we have three different sections. We have the shapewear. Then we have what's called shaping essentials, which is clothing that has shapewear built into it already. All of our pants and skirts have a skinny band, which is like a 5-inch band around the waist. And that brings you in a little bit more. The cami will take an inch off of your waist, and then the shaping essentials on top of that does the same thing. And then we have fashion clothes. So we really don't want to replace your wardrobe, right? Nobody wants to buy an entire new set of clothes every season. So we have pieces that come out appropriately for each season. There'll be pops of color and trends of style with whatever is new. But the other pieces, 2/3 of our regular inventory is what we call year-round. It's evergreen. So we were saying earlier, I like to say Garanimals for grown-ups. If anybody remembers what they were when we were kids. So you can easily go into your closet and pull out our Ponte pants or our versatile skirt and then pair it with your cami and then one of our new fashion tops.
They're very basic things here.
Exactly.
You can mix and match and just
classic with a little modern twist.
Color, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only cami, but it's clothes as well that wear as comfortably as the shapewear.
Yes, and you can actually double up on your shapewear. So, for example, today I have a cami on, but I have on a V-neck short sleeve top that has shapewear built into it. So I've doubled up to give myself an even slimmer look, and I wouldn't know that I had anything on. That's the amazing part.
Well, Karen, if people want to find out more about Ruby Ribbon, and you in particular, to contact you, if they're looking for more information, how do they find you?
Well, you can find me online at my website. My website is www.rubyribbon.com/KarenMitura, MITURA. They can email me at KarenMitura@Comcast.net. And they can certainly text me. I'm all about texting. 610-804-2494.
Karen, what about people who like the balance that you have in your life, the flexibility of the schedule? Mm-hmm. How would they get involved in the Ruby Ribbon opportunity?
Well, it's really easy to become a Ruby Ribbon stylist. In fact, there's not that many of us. As I mentioned, I was with another company before, and some companies get really big. We talked about Pampered Chef and Mary Kay, and some of them have hundreds of thousands of consultants. Well, believe it or not, Ruby Ribbon just hit 1,000 stylists last month.
Are you all over the country?
We are. We're mm-hmm. not in every state, but we're in quite a few of them, and that's our goal, is to have a rep in every state. So it's definitely a ground floor opportunity. When you join Ruby Ribbon, we have a variety of kits to get you started. Our basic hello kit is $199, and that gets you a complete outfit plus three of our best pieces of shapewear and all of your business supplies to get you started. So quite honestly, I'm looking to build my team, and I would love to help other women use Ruby Ribbon as a vehicle to provide for their family so that they can achieve that balanced life. And I would love to help them get started.
Yeah, there, Susan, there's a lot of women out there looking for work, and they may have just found it. But the best thing to do is to meet you first, Karen, see the product, find out more about it, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you try it, and I think that trying is believing, that's what it does. Ruby Ribbon can sell itself. Most people right away are like, oh my gosh, not have to wear a bra. When you get invited to all of these trunk shows, I mean, how many Pampered Chef and Mary Kay and Avon and all these other Tastefully Simple parties have you been to? I get invited to a lot of them. But when somebody says, hey, come to my house, we're having a party, we're going to say goodbye-bye bra, usually I get a pretty good turnout because women are excited at that opportunity.
That's great.
Well, this certainly is a unique product, Susan. I haven't seen anything
I've
quite like
this.
I've
never heard of it. I haven't heard anything like it. It's really wonderful. It's a breakthrough.
And I appreciate the fact that it is functional, practical, nice looking. Many of us post 50 women need that extra shot of energy at the day. And if in part that can come from what you're wearing that helps support you and balance you instead of constrict you, that conforms to you, doesn't work against you, that's a good thing.
Right. And a lot of women have difficulty. I mean, have you ever really enjoyed going to a department store for a bra fitting?
No.
Right. And what a lot of people do is they find that they go into a department store and all these bra sizes run differently. Even though it's all marked, this is a 42D, that's a 42D, they feel completely different and they don't fit. What the cami does for Ruby Ribbon is we base it on your band size, and I use it as a starting point. I don't ask anybody to tell me, you know, to go measure themselves, because who really wants to measure themselves? So I'll say, what was the last bra size that you bought? And we'll use that as a starting point. The cami itself, when you put it on, you step into it. And most people think, well, I want to put it over my head. And I'm like, no, trust me. Because it's manufactured in that upward design, you want to step into it. And when you pull it up the body, that's how you release all of that support. And when the bottom gripper edge hits the hip area, it's going to stay in place so it won't roll. And then the cami is going to come up and it's going to smooth, support, and lift you. So, Kim, say you and I were both the same band size, we would wear the same cami. The cups are soft so that they stretch to fit your personal shape. It's giving you a custom fit look. And there's even women out there who may struggle and say, well, you know what? I'm not exactly even. And that happens. And if that's the case, they're trying to put themselves into a bra that is tight on one side and loose on the other.
Uncomfortable.
It is. And or if you've got someone who is a cancer survivor who's had a mastectomy and they wear a prosthesis, our camis are supportive enough that it will hold the prosthesis in place. My friend Denise in North Carolina had a customer who tried on a cami and put in her prosthesis and actually came out of the fitting room with tears in her eyes because nothing had ever felt that good or held it in place. And those are the kind of rewarding moments that you really enjoy, because with Ruby Ribbon, we're changing lives, and that's what we love about it.
It's a wonderful product. And as I said, these things are beautiful. The clothing is very beautiful.
Every 6 months, we get a full-on catalog, so we just launched our fall collection on August 1st, and then on the quarter months, we get capsules. So because the catalog goes for such a long period of time, they want to interject some newness in between those. So we will be launching our holiday collection in October, and we also support breast cancer awareness, which is in October. We partner up. Last year, it was with the City of Hope in San Francisco, and 10% of all of our pink colored items were sales of those items were donated for breast cancer research. And we're going to be doing something similar again this year.
That's really wonderful. This sounds like a great company. I would strongly encourage our listeners, if you have any ounce of interest, contact Karen. Karen, once again, please share the how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. I can be reached at my website, which is www.rubyribbon.com/KarenMitura, M-I-T-U-R-A. I can be reached at email, KarenMitura@Comcast.net, or you can text me at 610-804-2494.
Great. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Karen, for being our guest. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm just happy and grateful for an opportunity to spread the word. I mean, my goal, I laugh and I say my goal is to help the women of the world go braless and feel good doing it.
I love it. That's great. Susan, any closing remarks?
I just thank you for coming, Karen. This has been fascinating and I think it's a wonderful product. The tagline here is celebrating confidence inside and out.
Thank you.
Ruby Ribbon.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you, Karen.
Ruby Ribbon is a woman's fashion company that specializes in comfortable shapewear. Our clothing will slim, shape, and support you in all the right places. In fact, our cami can help women everywhere say bye-bye bra. Personal styling appointments and trunk shows are available. Contact Karen Mitura at 610-804-2494 and check it out online at www.rubyribbon.com/KarenMitura.
Hi, everybody. Phil Valentine here. It's great to be back on the air in Philly, and especially when my show is being broadcast from the Cradle of Liberty, Valley Forge area, home of freedom-loving patriots both in times past and today, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
1, 2, 3. Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, inviting you to join me for Backstage Jazz. I'll spend an hour each week taking you behind the music and into the lives of America's top jazz musicians. Experience live jazz music and connect with the artists through backstage interviews. Join us right here for this season of Backstage Jazz. Broadcasting Saturday afternoon at 4 and streaming Sunday night at 6 on WFYL.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area.
If you like Car Talk, catch Under the Hood Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 7. Exclusively streaming on 1180WFYL.com. Worldwide on your computer or mobile device. Stream Under the Hood this Saturday morning from 6 to 7 at 1180WFYL.com or on your favorite mobile device. Go to our website at 1180WFYL.com to find out more.
Friends, Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Ingram. Thanks for listening to my show and the other great programs carried live on WFYL 1180 AM, broadcasting from the historic Cradle of Liberty area, Valley Forge and Philadelphia.
Jesus, be the same. Welcome back to The Balanced Life. We're so glad to have you with us. This is Kim Kennedy and Susan Locke, filling in for our esteemed host, Renee Gable, who cannot be with us today. And we're so glad to have in the studio our favorite nutritionist, Dawn Cotillo, founder of Be Balanced Program. Hi, Dawn. How are you today?
Good. It's good to be back with you guys.
Well, just to inform those listeners who don't know at this point, maybe we have some new listeners. We've been growing so much lately. Dawn has been in the health field for over 25 years. She is degreed and certified in health and nutrition. Her start was in corporate fitness. Then she progressed to fitness management, running a women's weight loss center. She currently oversees the operation of the flagship Be Balanced Center, located in central Pennsylvania, and fulfilling her more primary role as hormones/hormone health consultant for all franchisees going forward. Welcome, Dawn.
Thank you. I'm excited to be back. We always have fun. We'll miss Renee, but I'm sure you guys, we're going to have a good show together.
Yes, and she'll be back. But in the meantime, we always have so much to talk about and not enough time, so let's get to it. And you are going to share with us, talk about high cholesterol statistics.
Yeah, actually, everything we talk about usually is hormones that connected to something. And a lot of people don't realize, we talked about, hormones in your weight and hormones in your mood, hormones in your sleep. But today I thought, we talked a little about hormones and high blood pressure. Hormones are connected to some major diseases in our country. So, yes, today we're going to talk about high cholesterol. And it's going to be interesting how it ties to hormones. But there's also going to be some interesting things that people learn about cholesterol that may be, I don't want to say different than your doctor says, but a little bit of a different perspective. So that's what I'm always trying to do, look at the holistic view on things. So statistically, one in every six adults has high cholesterol, and that's basically according to government statistics. So it is something that is an issue. Now, how we're handling that, I think we might learn some different ways to handle it this time, with this show and some of the new things I'm going to be sharing.
Okay, that's quite a statistic, one in six.
Yes, it is.
Is that worldwide or is that in America only?
That's in our country. And I do think, and when you hear about what causes, this is a surprise, what actually causes high cholesterol, you'll realize that in more modern developed countries, and I'm not saying that there's not modern areas, in Japan, whatever, that have been developed, that's where the higher cholesterol is going to be, not in areas in Africa or, other areas in India where they're not eating the same type of processed foods as we are. So it'll be interesting as we talk about that today, how that connection is.
Yeah, I have a feeling where this is going. But next question, we were wondering about, is cholesterol all bad? Are there different types?
Yeah, there's actually, cholesterol basically is a waxy substance the body needs, and it actually is produced by the body. People think it's something that you take in, which we're going to get to, because it's not actually cholesterol in food. This is quite interesting, that you eat that causes high cholesterol. It's that your body's making it for a reason. So your body needs it. It might overproduce it for a reason that we're going to talk about that we don't want. But your body needs cholesterol to make a lot of different things in the body. But one of the things it needs it for, besides, actually used to be used to keep cells warm in the wintertime when people were out on the tundra and they couldn't keep warm. Now, granted, in a modern society, we're not outside in the winter all the time, but we have heat and all that, but it's really needed to make certain hormones in the body. And hormones are used for so many different things, to help us sleep, to help our mood, to help our weight, to help us get pregnant, all those types of things. So there are two types of cholesterol. So most people know this. There's what's called the LDL, or low-density lipoprotein. That's the type of cholesterol that when your doctor gets that number, we don't want that number to be too high. Then, because that's the cholesterol that's a lower density, can stick on the artery walls and cause heart problems. The other one is called HDL, or LDL. HDL is high-density lipoprotein, and that's actually a better cholesterol because it can help pull the heavy cholesterol off the artery walls. So there are kind of the two, and your doctor will give you your total cholesterol number, but that's not as important as the ratio of your HDL to LDL. So the biggest thing that I want to tell people, if they're getting their cholesterol checked, to really talk to your doctor about your ratio. Your overall number does not mean near as much. Right now, the statistics are that it used to be 240, then it got lowered to 200. So there's a little bit of controversy of who is made the first number, 240, who's the one that said that. It wasn't that God said that in the Bible or anything. I mean, this is people on this earth making it, right? So you always got to question that, okay? I'm not going to be too much of a conspiracy theorist.
Dogmatic about that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there is a little bit of man did it, so my question is, well, why? So it was 240, now it's 200. There's a lot of controversy that the numbers are going lower and lower because drug companies are involved. This is just a fact. They're involved in picking those numbers. So that's why I want somebody that says, oh, my goodness, I'm 250 or 300. Ask your doctor what your ratio of HDL to LDL, and it's a really good ratio. Your overall number can be higher without you needing medication, because we're going to get into a little bit of the road of medication, and then we're going to get a little bit of natural things you can do. So I didn't mean to go off so much on that answer, but I wanted to make sure I explained that.
What is a good ratio, Dawn? What should people be looking for?
Well, you definitely want more, and actually there's slightly different numbers, so I don't want to give a number, like a ratio, like 4-to-1 or 2-to-1, because then people will hold me to it. Each doctor is a slightly different, but there's a general, because this is more of a little bit of a holistic, but definitely there's ranges that they want your HDL to be in. If your HDL is plenty good in this range and your LDL is in this plenty good low range, then your overall ratio is going to be good. So the thing is, you don't want your doctor to say, oh, your cholesterol is 240, you better take medicine. You want to say, oh, well, can I look at the report and see if my HDL is in the good range and my LDL is in the good range? Then I know my ratio is okay. So it's not so much about saying 4-to-1 or 2-to-1, because if I say that, it might be confusing. It's making sure that those other ones are in the proper range, and then the ratio will be correct. So that is just the next question, to ask your doctor what the actual individual numbers are instead of just your overall cholesterol. Because I'm trying to be as generic on that as possible, because remember, there's different schools of thought here, but most doctors are going to agree we want the LDL to be low and the HDL to be higher, and if they're both in the range where the doctor wants them to be, your overall ratio will be good, and then when your ratio is good, then your overall number can be a little higher without having to worry about it.
Okay.
What does cholesterol have to do with hormones?
Okay, so the real connection is there is what people don't realize is cholesterol is a good thing. I mean, God would never make our bodies make something that wasn't a good thing. And like I said, back in the old days, it helped keep people warm. That was one of the purposes of it. And that still is. It helps keep the cells warm in a really freezing temperature. But cholesterol is actually the basis or one of the ingredients to make hormones. So if you're making a cake, you need flour, okay? Mm-hmm. So you can't make a cake without flour. Well, you can't make hormones without cholesterol. So that is the reason that the connection is, and we've talked about this on many other shows, so it might be a little newer to you guys, but some of the listeners who've been listening, the reason women's hormones get out of whack, especially like in our country we're talking about, is a lot of stress. We're under a lot of stress. The body has to produce a lot of cortisol. It's a stress hormone to help us deal with the stress or we'll die. When that happens, the body can't keep up with the amount of stress, because God never made us to be under the amount of stress we're in our modern society. Mm. So with all that stress, the body then steals a hormone, progesterone, and converts it over to make cortisol so that we live. Well, after a while, our progesterone levels get really, really low. So what happens is, when our progesterone levels get low, it causes issues with mood, weight, sleep. We talked about high blood pressure connection, you know, all those things. So what happens is when one of the body's hormones gets really low, the body gets confused and it starts to produce extra cholesterol. So that the body's like, hey, she's getting low on progesterone. Let's give her more of that building blocks, or let's give her more of that flour to make that cake, because she's getting low in this. That's why when you do everything you can, you eat good, you exercise, you do everything, and you still have seemingly high cholesterol according to the medical standards, a lot of times it's because your hormones are messed up and unbalanced, and your body, no matter what you do, is going to keep producing it. So a lot of times doctors will say to you, oh, well, that's because, you know, hereditary. Well, or genetics. Well, you know, I don't always agree with that, because there's a lot that can be done. So by a woman balancing her hormones, which is what we've been talking about all these shows, gently lowering her stress, doing some relaxation, getting her progesterone up with a natural progesterone cream, which we do definitely at Be Balanced Centers. We can give you advice on that. We'll talk to you at the end. You can contact us through our website if you have any specific questions. We can also help you get on creams or give you generic advice. My book, The Hormone Shift, which is available on Amazon, whatever, that gives advice. But because I can't get into too much of that today. Once you bring your progesterone back up again, not only is your weight, mood, and sleep going to improve, but your body's going to say, oh, thank you, and it's going to calm down, and it's not going to vehemently be producing all this cholesterol. Because let's face it, there's only so much you can do. If you're eating good and exercising and trying to live a balanced life and trying to, you know, meditate and relax, and you still have high cholesterol, you know, there's no other thing your doctor's going to do except put you on medicine. So that's the connection there. Get the hormones balanced so that the body, and get that conversion going between the cortisol and the progesterone, so that the body does not have to keep producing extra cholesterol. Does that make sense? I know that's a little bit difficult.
It does.
Yes, it does.
I'm wondering, Dawn, is What symptoms show up in a person that indicate that they have high cholesterol?
Well, that's interesting. You don't feel anything. Like, you could have really high cholesterol and be walking around and not know anything, but the problem is then something can happen. So you could all of a sudden just have a heart attack. So that's the thing. Like, high blood pressure, you'll feel it. I don't know if you had low blood sugar or high blood sugar, you'd feel it. Cholesterol is a little bit more silent. So that's the thing that's a little bit tricky about it. That's why they say, you know, you should be getting your cholesterol checked at your doctor's. So here's the thing is, and I kind of answered the next question, as we age, our hormones actually start to drain and they get lower. Our progesterone gets lower. We just talked about that because of stress. Anybody could have low progesterone because of stress. But as a woman gets older, after menopause, her progesterone goes down and her estrogen goes down. Those two make it more likely that the body's going to produce high cholesterol after menopause because the body's like, hey, she's low on these two hormones. Let's give her more cholesterol. So again, by balancing the hormones, you're going to keep the body from producing excess cholesterol.
So the cholesterol tries to compensate for the loss of estrogen.
Yes. So it's almost, so you know how people, when they get old, oh, things get worse when you get older. Things got a lot worse after menopause. Well, they did, but this is the reason for it. There's a very, very specific reason. So that's the thing. We want to make sure the hormones get balanced. But let's back up a minute and talk about what really, there's two different directions I go with this, but nutritionally, we talked about people think that cholesterol in their food makes their cholesterol go up. Now, I just said that it didn't. I was explaining other reasons why your cholesterol goes up. It's really internal. But there's truth in that. It's not cholesterol on your plate or in your food. So eggs have cholesterol, shrimp has cholesterol, beef has cholesterol. It's not that cholesterol on your plate that when you eat it causes high cholesterol. But there is something in your diet. I'm going to see if you guys know it. What type of food or class of food do you think, if it's not those high cholesterol foods, what class of foods do you think would cause a person to have higher cholesterol? We'll just let you guys guess.
Susan?
Would it be those saturated fats?
No, that's close. That's like a good guess because that's, you know, triglycerides and saturated fats. Not that saturated fats are the best for you. Actually, monounsaturated, like the coconut oils and things like that, are the best. But what do Americans eat so much of?
Oh, like it's got to be processed sugary foods.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm. So sugar actually is what causes your cholesterol to go up. Because what sugar does is it causes inflammation on your arteries, and it's the inflammation that the body produces cholesterol to cover up, to smooth out. So I'm trying to think of an example, like if you had a wall that had some dings in it, a drywall that had some dings, or you just took some nails out and there's some holes in your drywall, you know, you don't want that because you want to paint it, right? So what the body does is it says, okay, there's all these bumps in your arteries and there's all this inflammation. So it almost uses like a spackling as the cholesterol, is like the spackling to smooth it all out before you would paint it. So the body's just doing its job. But if you keep having more inflammation, then more inflammation, then more inflammation, you keep piling cholesterol in that same area. Well, you keep piling too much cholesterol, you're going to close that artery. And that's where you're talking about a heart attack or stroke. Does that make sense?
Yes,
it does.
So isn't that interesting? It's like every way, the way God made the body is very specific. It's what man has done to taint what we've eaten and our stress and all that that's caused that to go awry. So now cholesterol gets the bad guy. I mean, that's like saying spackling's bad for your house. Well, you don't want spackling all over, thrown all over your floor, sticking everywhere. But you do want spackling for your wall when you need it, right, before you paint it. So we're villainizing cholesterol, which really is something God caused the body to make anyway. And anything God caused the body to make is not going to be bad. It's just, is it going berserk because of what we're doing? So too much sugar. So what does that mean? Obviously candy, cookies, cake, we know that's sugar. But what else? Flour items. Or we were talking about french fries before we opened. Anything flour or starches, anything like cereals, breads, muffins, and anything, again, that's made with flour is going to cause the sugar to spike, and it's going to exacerbate diabetes, and it's going to cause that inflammation on the walls, and then the body's always going to follow suit with, oh, inflammation, let's produce that spackling, let's produce that cholesterol to smooth it out. Now, you can get away with that for a couple years, but if you keep year after year after year, and as you get older, that could seal off, and you've probably all know somebody that has had a heart attack or has a stroke.
Sounds like you're advocating a high protein, low carbohydrate diet.
Correct. And actually to not be afraid of fats either. because fats will not cause your cholesterol to go up. But the better fats, the olive oil, the canola oil, the best is the coconut oil. Those are the good oils to have. And when you have them, almost like, let me try to say, like the Mediterranean diet, like almost like that. That's a better way to think of things. So increasing our fat, increasing our protein, increasing our fruits and vegetables are fine. But it, almost like the paleo diet or the Atkins diet, but not a lot of this processed sugar. Because, you know, then people are drinking wine on top of that. They're having bread on top of that. It's all carbohydrates and it's all sugar and it's just too much. And it leads to diabetes too, which is what we had talked about. So isn't that interesting? So it's not so much the food. So you're okay with the burger or the shrimp or whatever, dipped in butter. I mean, you really are. But you're not good with the side of bread that comes with it. So there is some dietary ramifications that actually go with that.
Well, that's really something. A lot to take in there, Dawn.
I know. So it's kind of, you know, just explaining to people that we actually have more control. First of all, the numbers are set a lot lower than you would think. So you can get away with a little bit higher cholesterol than you think. And again, this is all before medication because we're trying to avoid medication if you can. So you can get away with a little higher. Check with your doctor on the ratios. And I've had a pharmacist, I mean, pretty big people in the field say to me, you can get away with upper 200s or 300 as long as the ratio is okay. So the numbers are set a little bit low. And take that into account, who set the numbers, that type of thing. Then you have a lot of control because if you can keep your stress lowered and you keep your sugar lowered, your body's going to make the hormone, its body's not going to produce too much cholesterol. Then if you do have weight, mood, or sleep issues, especially as a woman, or PMS or menopausal symptoms, we know your hormones are out of balance. Contact us at Be Balanced. Read my book. Do some research. Whatever you want to do, get those hormones back in balance. Get that progesterone up, and then the body will make its own estrogen. You never have to take estrogen. We go a real safe approach with that. So get the hormones in balance, and then your body's even less likely. Your cholesterol will even balance. But do you know anybody that's on cholesterol medicine?
Do you, Susan?
I don't.
No.
Okay, well, that's good, because a lot of my clients, when they first come in, I shouldn't say a lot, maybe 25%. You know, they're women, they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, are on cholesterol medicine. Now, I'm not saying anything out of turn here. Even doctors do not like statin drugs. They're very, very hard on the liver, and they call it, which is statin drugs are cholesterol medicine. I won't name any specific names, but there's several types. So if these can be avoided, yes, they technically lower the cholesterol. But the number, like I said, the number might not have been that high to begin with, but they technically lower it. But at what price? They cause muscle weakness. They cause you to excrete a very important nutrient called CoQ10, which is connected to the muscle weakness. That's why you have it. They're not good for hair loss. Women get say, oh, my hair is thinning. And the worst person I ever saw here for hair loss, because we deal a little bit with hair loss, too, because it's hormone-related, she was on two cholesterol medicines. I've never seen somebody on two.
Wow.
She started to do better. She went to a holistic doctor. He tested her, got her balanced. I think he used red rice yeast. Which red rice yeast is another alternative that you can do that helps with cholesterol, but she got off at least one of them and is working on getting off the other one. So if you're having health problems and you are on cholesterol medicine, it's something to look up the side effects, and there might be some side effects that you can work with your doctor to balance your cholesterol and then maybe get off that. But red rice yeast is something natural as well as doing all the other tips. But, yes, there are side effects.
Well, so, are there any supplements or minerals that you recommend in addition to a change in diet?
Well, like I said, the one that I know of that I have a holistic doctor near us uses is a supplement. I'm not greatly familiar, but it's called red rice yeast or red yeast rice. They say it either way. But it's a supplement in the health store, and that's supposed to help stabilize cholesterol. But remember, since your body makes it, it's almost like if your body is overproducing it, instead of just smothering that out with a drug, it's better to say, why am I producing it? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have a fire, you have all these little fires around your house, you can keep putting them out with water and towels, but wouldn't it be nice to know, hey, who's running around my house lighting all these fires? That's kind of, we like to get to the core issue. We don't just like to muffle things out. So I think the medicine does that. Now, the red rice yeast will do that too, but it'll do it in a more natural way. But again, everything is all getting the sleep that you need, lowering the sugar, lowering the stress, you know, balancing the hormones. And like I said, we can help you that at BeBalancedCenters.com. That, plus you're going to get other benefits with your mood, weight, and sleep, all those things. Because here's the thing that I want to kind of say, depending on time, we'll say this, and then maybe you guys have some questions for me. It's very interesting, but I try to be very scientific. There's no direct studies that say if you have high cholesterol, you will have a heart attack and die, or you will have a stroke. What the studies say is that if you have syndrome X, it's called metabolic syndrome or syndrome X, and this is medical information, then you could have you're at high risk for heart attack and dying. Now, what is metabolic syndrome and syndrome X? It's many things, not just high cholesterol. So what it is a combination. And if you have all these things, yes, you are at risk. High blood sugar or diabetes, one of the two, high blood pressure, high low-density LDL cholesterol or high bad cholesterol, and then obesity. So it's those things combined. Yes, if you have all those things combined, that's where you can have a heart attack. So the thing is, work on losing weight, work on getting your blood pressure down, you know, work on stabilizing your blood sugar. If you just do those few things I said, all those things are going to come down anyway. But it's not just high cholesterol. So if you're a fairly thin person and your blood sugar's good, you know, you don't have diabetes, you don't have high blood pressure, but your cholesterol is slightly high, you're not going to be at risk for a heart attack. So it's a little bit of a misnomer to say that somebody who's overall healthy, doesn't have high blood pressure, high blood sugar, diabetes, you know, doesn't have any of that stuff, and just has high cholesterol, they're going to have a heart attack. So let's also factor that in. Sometimes we're too ready to jump on drugs. We need drugs for certain things. And thank God there's pain medicines and certain medications. But things that are for chronic problems, we should try, and I believe that God would want us to do this, get to the bottom of it and really get healthy. Does that make sense?
Yes, it really does.
I mean, we can go on a little more, but I don't know where we are time-wise, but any questions about any of the stuff I said? I know it's a lot. You know, it's a lot of information, but we're trying to get it in a short period of time.
We are, and I think you've given enough information, Dawn, that if any woman out there listening needs more information, how can they get in touch with you? How do they find you?
Well, all they got to do is go to the Be Balanced, so B-E and the word balanced, centers with an S, C-E-N-T-R-S, BeBalancedCenters.com. There's plenty of educational information there. That's all centered on balancing hormones. But there, you can go to the website and go to the pay contact us page and just info at Be Balanced. And just say, this is for Dawn, my sample pass. I can answer any individual questions. Today we were focusing on a health issue, which was like the other week, the other month, we focused on blood pressure. This is cholesterol, but it's all based on hormones. So we'd love to hear from you guys.
And also, Dawn, I know that Be Balanced Hormones has been experiencing a lot of growth this year, haven't you?
Yes, so we're super excited. We're opening two new ones. It's going to be towards, I don't have an exact date, but towards the end of September. We're already about mid-September, so towards the very end, in Blue Ball and King of Prussia. So they'll be
congratulations.
And they'll be listening on our
that's
website,
wonderful.
Too. Yeah, so we're excited.
And that's Blue Bell, because there is a Blue Bell in
sorry.
Lancaster
I'm
County.
Sorry.
That's all right.
There's a Blue Bell somewhere else.
Because we're very close to that, and we want our listeners to know where these centers are, and we'd like to hear more about that in the near future.
Yes, I think we are going to talk a little more. As soon as we get the dates, we're doing something else with you guys. So, yes, we're excited. So thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Dawn. This is a great conversation of much substance, as always. We look forward to hearing from you next month. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Be the same. Be my home, be my song, Jesus.
This is Carla Dedes, the author of Julia Learns series. I wrote it for my girls, but I'm writing it for all of your children as well. This is what Marjorie Dannenfelser, founder and president of Susan B. Anthony List, has to say about the Julia Learns children's series. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Protect Life Wisely is a beautiful way to teach young children about the purpose and importance of all human life. Carla's message about the irreplaceable value and dignity of every child, I predict, will have important ripple effects in the lives of families we know and don't know. Thank you, Marjorie, for that awesome endorsement. My Julia series has been widely praised by our nation's most prominent families and political leaders. Pick up your copy of Julia Learns, either the printed version or a coloring book, at Amazon today.
We are right to take alarm at the first experiment upon our liberties. A quote from James Madison.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom, shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom, shining light from Philly to
to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFMU.